The red-hot property market is continuing to push new records, and there's no relief in sight for desperate renters and first home hunters. Latest CoreLogic figures show residential property values reached $1.7 trillion in the 3 months to December, compared with $1.3 trillion the year earlier. While some are predicting prices have reached their peak, it's little comfort for tenants or those unable to afford a rental, as their prices just keep climbing. Nita Blakeperson reports.
Northland woman Debbie considers herself to be one of the lucky ones when it comes to housing.
When I was younger, I never had any problems getting housing. Now we see a lot of people on the streets that can't find housing. Friends of mine have been living in cars over this issue.
The stats around Aotearoa's skyrocketing housing market seem to reach new records on a regular basis. Just this week, Trade Me's reporting the national average asking price jumped by a quarter year on year to reach a new high of $956,000. While today, CoreLogic warned that many borrowers could face significant mortgage rate increases over the next 12 months, with some potentially doubling. Here's Debbie's assessment of housing costs these days.
Unreal. Just out of this world, prices of everything have gone up, but housing especially. I don't know how people can manage.
And not everyone is managing. She's seeing it firsthand.
We're lucky enough to have our own property, but we have taken in people that have needed housing, a place to live, even if it's just in a tent or a time. Yeah.
While those looking to sell may be nervous around predictions of the housing boom nearing its end, many investors don't appear to be fazed. Helen O'Sullivan is the chief executive of Crocker's Property Group, which recently surveyed 522 investors. She says many are taking a long-term view, with 61% planning to hold their properties for 10 years or more. But many plan on raising their rents.
Around about 80% say they intend to try raising their rents. That is a pretty consistent proportion again. Since mid last year when we started the survey.
And the average planned rental increase from those respondents was 6%.
Most investors, when they review their rents annually, will look to see if they can increase their rent. Whether or not they can is always a completely different question and very much based on market conditions and ultimately the condition of the property when they attempt to make that switch.
But O'Sullivan says she's definitely not calling it a landlord's market.
We see the market in Auckland as very balanced between landlords and tenants at the moment. And certainly in the Auckland CBD area, there is a significant surplus of stock. And ultimately, you know, tenants are in a position to find really good quality properties at good rates compared to what they were looking at for 2-3 years ago.
The balance has not tipped in every renter's favour. Bernie Smith of the Monte Cecilia Housing Trust says the demand for their properties is massive.
There are 600 properties across Auckland. We've got 400 families waiting to be housed. Sadly for us is the recognition that 4,500 children, 50% of them under 7 years old, came to our service in the last financial year. And this is our next generation who are already facing homelessness and poverty.
While Smith concedes costs are rising for everyone, including landlords, he's not convinced they're being passed on fairly.
And I just wish that some of them would have a bit of a social conscience and not raise rents unnecessarily. So there's a bit of greed out there that's really impacting people to such an extent that they once could afford rent, now can't put food on the table, now getting into debt and ending into homelessness. And I think that's an indictment on investors and on this country.
As prices rise across the board, a call to keep housing affordable for those struggling to keep a roof over their heads.